One, two, one, two. Let's do that again. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 140 and it's the Odds and Sods edition. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and this is Tim, and this is 140, otherwise known as the Odds and Sods edition. I think it's Odds and Sods Part 1, because I already do several of these. This is the idea is it's a podcast which is all the tracks which I haven't actually put into other shows, and there is a name on the name for it, but I won't use it because I will infringe on Lee's copyright. He said he wished he'd patented it, so I decided to call them Odds and Sods, because then he won't get upset. And this is subtitled the Living Out of a Box show. Not Living in a Box, not that annoying 80s band, no, Living Out of a Box. Since you might have guessed, there's a bit of echo in here. Echo. The reason why there's a bit of echo in here is because I don't have any carpets, and my flat's been done up by builders. Not at this moment in time, although it'd be less noise if you did, but it's on a weekend, but all of my possessions, nearly all my worldly possessions, are in little boxes, little ticky-tacky boxes, and they all look the same, which makes it difficult to actually find anything. So this show is going to be a mashup show. Yay! I hear you cry. I don't know. I've kind of fell out of love of mashups for a long, long time. And I think I was quite surprised today. I looked at my directory. I hadn't downloaded a mashup for probably about at least a month. So I downloaded lots of mashups today and actually found some, including that one, which was by Audio Shrapnel. He said he loved Helicopters, which is Block Party versus Reverend and the Makers. And it's brilliant. And it's funny how you hear a mashup like that and you just go, yes. And it kind of gets you back into them, really. You kind of suddenly brings your faith back into the whole thing. And so I have tracks by some of my favourite new mashup artists. Audio Shrapnel has been around for a while, but these are more new people over the last year or so. Lobster Dust, Hot Kitcher, Sydney Looper, who isn't actually that new, is actually Agent Lovelet. Matt Hyatt, again, not that new. Who else? And a cast of minions. Oh, of course, we've got some DJ Early Bird, got some Flying White Dots, and some more Early Bird. So we've got some original tracks as well, some choice tracks, certainly some different kind of tracks. But I'm going to start with one of my favourite mashup artists at the moment. I think as Jess from Celebrity Murder Party, who is another one, another one of my favourite mashup people. He recommended to me, and a few people recommended to me, I think probably one of the Wob crew, DJ Lobster Dust, and it was probably last year sometime, and hasn't ever put a foot wrong so far. And I'd like to say that if you like what you hear, because let's at least play at least one, maybe two tracks in the show. If you like what you hear, go over to didjlobsterdust.blogspot.com and post that he shouldn't go on a hiatus because he wants to go. He's going through that and that sort of retiring phase, I think. I might be wrong, but he said he's going to go on a hiatus. And we can't let that happen because he's very good. He's as good as, or probably I'd say better than, and a few other people. Very, very good in what he does. And he's managed to make a track, a really tacky disco track, and a Beastie Boys, and you know how much I like the Beastie Boys track, into something I actually like. So this is a Disco Rump.
Je me fais mal de toi. up to flats. Walked up to flats upstairs. We'll be right back.
Why don't you leave me to these thugs? to know how far was going too far. Improper homes throughout the land, fathers try to understand why Eunice, who is 17, aspires to live her life like me. Oh no, can't you see, Daddy? She's just captivated by my charm. Sliding through life on charm. Sliding. The schools don't teach anything useful nowadays, like how to fall from grace and slide with elegance from a pedestal I never asked to be on in the first place. Sliding on charm. Sliding on charm. Sliding on charm.
That's the excellent Marianne Faithfull, and backed up by a little known group called Pulp, and that's Sliding Through, of course it has to move on to the next song, Sliding Through Life on a Charm. And I'd say thank you, say hi to Mark Cowboys and Marty Backfreak, especially Marty Backfreak, who was talking to the DJ and did make me fuck up that mix. Naughty. it just sent me loads of attachments right in the middle of it. It was like, no! And then before that song was another, I wouldn't say discovery, although I first heard about him or her via one of the, I think it's the Mashup Town compilations, the track I played at the start of the mix, there's two tracks in there, which was the Going Back to Mad in Africa. That's Hot Couture with My Heart Belonged to Daddy Cool. Now, what seems to be the case with Hot Couture is it seems to be, listening to several other tracks, having no information. Obviously, it's French because it's on a French site. But also, seems to be a singer. Seems to be, or I think, well, I don't know if it's mashed up by the singer or the person doing the mashups knows the singer. So I would say Julie Holstar, you've got a competition there. Very, very good. And I like the way it mixes up the bits of Daddy Cool, the Placebo version, the original, even bits of Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy, and stuff like that. So, yeah, ooh, Daddy. It's so gay, it's so camp, I know, but it was good, it was very good. Before that, I have to say that's dedicated to, of course, John, so that was dedicated to John. Then before that was DJ Matt Height with Behind the Wheel. That's sort of, it is a mashup, but it's not really, because it's Playgroup's remix of Behind the Wheel with the original, so it works really well. It's a bit like that DJ Earworm, Kelly Clarkson, Rex the Dog mix. It really is almost a remix in a way. It's kind of edging on to being a remix, really. And then before that was Light Repeater by Sydney Looper, formerly known as Agent Lovelap. Then before that was Von Sudenfed, I keep calling him Von Sudenfed. Yes, of course, yes, they give you headaches. And of course, that's Mouse and Mars and Marky Smith with Fledermaus Can't Get It, and that was the song that I was meant to play in the podcast where I was talking about the Mars meant to play that song, because that was the song they played and it kicked off. Then that was the midpoint, and it was like, I know this is good, and it was really good from then on. At that point, it was like, yeah, this is a bit like Acid Squiggles and Old Man Ranting. But yeah, that was when it kicked off. Now, for that, of course, aforementioned, Going Back to Mad in Africa by Hot Couture, which was on a compilation. I think it was Mashup Towns. I might get told off if it was actually Simon Idle's Whack compilations. It's one of those. They're all friends. They all know each other. And then before that was the Beastie Boys versus Michael Zaga Band, Disco Rump Chant. by DJ Lobster Dust, who can do no wrong. Bastard. Very, very good. So I'm now going to play, I'm going to play some Gentleman Dance, which is what came up when automatically when I was trying to read the title of the song. Well, I'm annoyed. I would definitely check out Marianne Faithfull's work, especially Why Did You Do It, which is the most evil. I mean, that song seems to be about a whole thing about being famous and how people have an image of you, which is why I heard it and thought, this is brilliant. It's on a Not Available in the Shops compilation, which is the collection of all of the songs which is sort of like Pulp and Jarvis have done. I got it on Torrent, which is very naughty of me, I know, but it's a good idea. If anyone from record company is listening, which is a bit worrying, you should do that. A songs written for other people, done by Jarvis and Pulp. That would work really well. Especially as the very good songs they did for Harry Potter get deleted. It would be good to have those in a compilation. I'm going to play some Shut Up and Dance at you. This goes out to all the bastards out there. You know who I'm talking about.
Keep jumping, you bastards! Keep jumping! We're stomping now! We're stomping now! It's like a bloody library out there! Thank you.
that drive alone. Blow out that cherry bomb for me. It's gonna burn right up, you see. Burn right up, you see. Oh, so there you go again, out in your dressing gown. Get yourself to bed. Blow out that cherry bomb. Oh, life could be so fair. Let it go on and on. I could pay you tonight. Hand all you cherry bomb. Oh, life could be so fair. Let it go on and on. I could pay you the man. Hand on your cherry bomb.
home saw me horsing around with you this morning.
Complicated than the biggest dynamo ever built.
Todos. yeah, with me. I can tell him would belong to who's with me, yeah, with me. Singing, I love rock and roll. It's good another time and the Dubai's baby.
That's a wonderful Uganda, otherwise known as DJ Early Bird, with I Love Rock and Roll Controversy. Well, of course, that's Prince versus Britney. It's Britney, bitch. And then before that, another Britney song, which is the aforementioned song, which is Britney the Pimp, Britney Spears versus Don Julian by DJ Lobster Dust. You see, those two people can take something which is pretty shit, and I must say, it doesn't get really much shitter than Britney, apart from maybe Toxic and one or two other songs, but most it's like, ooh dear, especially the new single, and they make it sound good. I'm just pretty amazed. I mean, obviously Prince is always good with everything, and I prefer the Joan Jett version of I Love Rock and Roll, but you don't have that in a cappella, do you? And the Lobster Dust, obviously, yes, we should stop him now, yes, the Stop Lobster Dust from Retiring thing starts here. Fund, no, not money, basically, but yes, campaign, stop him now, stop that pigeon, anyway, I'm getting mad, and then before that was the greatly titled Goblin Cock. I just love them for their title, for their name, for the band name. It's a semi-spoof doom metal, death metal band, who is actually one of the main member is Rob Crow from Pinback. And Pinback, I mean, it's a bit like the other band I played during that little bit, which is Spoon. There's a whole load of bands, Smog, Spoon, and Pinback, and it's this kind of whole load of them, which are really big in America, kind of like the college rock bands, ex-boyfriends, people like that, and they're kind of not really that big here, or no one's ever heard of them, which is bizarre, because I find out about them and go, ooh, this is really good, and then find out they came out about 5 years ago, whereas Goblin Cult was about 3 years ago. And their album does have a goblin with a large cock with a PA, of course, whereas I just like it because I really want to have a t-shirt with goblin cock on it, and you could get t-shirts, I hope you still can get them, because I'd love one. And that was Child Proof. I love the little bits of obviously some going on those really dodgy kind of like how to have that sex talk with your kid record. Then before that was Gouge Away by Mogwai, and this is the first time ever, or maybe not the first time, but one of the first times ever, Tim actually plays a record that actually is going to be released before it's released, and actually plays it just before it's released, and can then tell you that actually that compilation is out on Monday. Oh, that's scary. Monday the 27th, depending whenever I release this. That's a tribute to the Pixies called Dig for Fire. That's totally accidental, because actually I got that in April, and I checked up, and it's like, it's out on Monday. Wow, spooky. Tim actually does a proper, though I don't really, that's why I don't need to do them, because then you can get accusations of being payola. Although if anyone wants to pay me, go for it, that'd be great. Pay me to play records, please. Tim sells out. Yeah, I can see the titles now. And then before that, you got your Cherry Bomb by Spoon. And again, that's a band which are quite big in the States, it seems, or in a sort of a cult college kind of way, and no one's heard of them here. As far as I know, maybe everyone's heard of them. Maybe I'm the last to know. I don't know. And that's from the Gaga 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 album, as you do. And then before that, some band which a lot of people do know here, which is Fear Kill the Youth of Our Nation by The Enemy. I can't even speak straight, sorry. And they are very big here. Big. That was on off The Enemy Presents Love Music Hate Racism CD, but The Enemy keeps going on about them, which is ironically since they're called The Enemy, except not NME, but as The Enemy. You think they'd actually called themselves that so they would get talked about in The Enemy. It's a bit like writing songs about radio, which then get played on radio. It is that ironic. And then before that, another band which has been raved about a lot recently, the Ravenettes with Dead Sound. I like that. It's almost Velvets, but good. Oh, sorry. Velvets, but good. Yeah, I get lots of people sending me death threats now. No, I do have many, many Velvets albums. I never listen to them. I don't know why, but they just got that sort of nice little sort of distortion, very kind of Jesus and Mary Chain, but little sort of ding 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 ding, little almost sort of John Carpenter type little bell sounds. I know it's getting a bit smoke on the water, but it's good. And then before that, from the I think quite old Rodney on the Rock, or ROQ LP, that's Ranger Orange with Bloodstains. Introduction by, I forget who did the introduction, it does actually tell you on one of the tags. Brooke Shields doing the intro. And then Shut Up and Dance with Bastards, which is a very, very dodgy 12-inch rip. But actually, I think it's from the DJ Kicks by Nicorette. Remember Nicorette? Yes, Nicolette, her DJ Kicks. I must get that, because you can actually go to the Shut Up and Dance album we're talking about. You can go to the Shut Up and Dance website and actually pay for and buy a lot of their back catalogue, because they put it up on MP3. They've learned from Radiohead, which isn't they're doing it way before, but and they have a new album out soon, I think. So it's good to see them back. So another bootlegger that I respect a lot at the moment, and is doing some good stuff, including some tracks for the Radio Clash file, which I hope you have all solved, and if you haven't, why not, because it's bloody easy. It was a lot of fun to do, but nearly over two months work. I'm not going to do too many interactive game podcasts just too soon, but it was very good, and Lee DM 101 was one of them, and along with Lobster Dust actually, and a cast of millions, and this is Supermassive Black Lamb, and It's very good.
Thank you. When I show them around the house to my bed, I have it made like a mountain range with a snow white pillow for my big fat head. And my heaven will be a big heaven, and I will walk through the front door. I'm on my way, I'm making it.
Distinctly.
Sometimes, so far, it fades, then is gone like the dawn.
echo, how do you do? Hello, hello, little Miss Echo, I'm very blue. Hello, hello, hello,
hello,
hello, won't you come over and play?
I know by your voice, but you're always so far away, away,
away,
away.
Deepest green, the flowering world lush around you. Have no fear, have no fear. You should change in the blink of an eye into the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dancing dust. Beautiful, beautiful dancing dust.
Look at me. You who did line the apple once a flirty. I fear you line the world we see, filled with goodness only hidden by beauty. You make me sad, you make me sad, you make me sad.
The wonderful Talking Heads with Heaven from the from the Fear of Music album, and I love how it seems to be a song about how one of those usual songs about how great heaven is, and then it goes and says heaven, so then nothing happens. It's actually quite boring, and it's also about music as well, talking about the song the band plays in heaven. Then before that was the incredibly moving Beauty by Linda Thompson with Anthony and the Antonina Johnsons in backup, and that's a new album as well, a newish album. Then before that, from an old album, is Current 93 with The Beautiful Dancing Dust featuring Anthony again. And I'm playing that partly for, I don't know if you listen, Pad Bear, and everyone who's watching and waiting for the Golden Compass to come out, because I don't know if that's about the Golden Compass, but it just reminds me of the way the dust works in the whole His Dark Materials trilogy. And of course the film is out in December, so I God, this sounds like I'm plugging all these things. I'm being paid, and not really. Just it's strange to have something that's vaguely current for once. But something that isn't very current is Little Sir Echo by B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon with the Three Ginks. Ginks. Which is from a great album which I bought, which is Songs That Bonzo Dog Band Taught Us. And it's actually all the 90s and 20s 78 records that they either covered, like Jolty Farm, and interestingly it doesn't have a few of them, but it has most of the songs, including Minnie and Mickey Mouse's Wedding, and it has Jolty Farm, and also has another one which seems to be Misery Farm as well, which I don't remember them doing. And all those songs, or was it A Button on Your Overcoat and things like that, all the songs I love, and I got into them through the Bonzers, so it seemed appropriate to buy the album, and this is very good. Then before that, Super Mayor for The Lonesome King, that's another one I've been aiming to play for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages. I never got around to it. That album is very good, and all the songs are worthy of playing, and I will play some more in future. It's one of my favourite albums, probably of this year. So we're getting towards the end of the year, we can say stuff like that. And then before that was Flying White Dots with Big Eyes. I like that a lot. Of course, it's Peter Gabriel, and plus someone else which I recognise, which I have forgotten who it is. And then before that is Lydiem 101. With Supermassive Black Lamb, the ode to my something. I cannot read that. No. Let's see if we can find it. I wonder what it's called. I've got no idea. I wish people wouldn't title these things really, really long names that you can't actually see. Anyway. Oh no, it's cut off on that as well. So who knows what the ode is. It's Supermassive Black Lamb anyway. And this is the end of Radio Clash. I hope you've enjoyed this one. Not much to talk about, apart from the fact I have no furniture and I have no belongings, and all I have is a rigged up computer that I've got to unrig. I'm going to play out with another DJ, Early Bird Mash. This is one of his new ones. And as I thought, he's not from Uganda. As some assembly required, did an interview with him recently, and he's actually from Germany. I had kind of guessed that. This is Queen versus Supremes. You Can't Hurry a Hard Life. It's very beautiful, and it's very Kleptones like, which is a very big compliment in that case. So I'll speak to you soon.
Someone to call mine, but Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, the only thing that keeps me find the love to let me live. she said.